Simon Shin Nun Tes, Din Rechav Shacharya Abatim. Mr. Brewer gives a little bit of Akdama to this short Simon. He explains that the same way in front of your house, you have a front yard. So we used to think that behind your house, you have a backyard. Now we find out that the setup was a little bit different in the old days. Although there was an open area behind the house, similar to what we would call a backyard, it really wasn't the same as in the front. So unlike by us, where the front yard is a place where maybe you do stuff, the backyard is also a place that you do stuff. By them, the front yard, which was called a chotzer, that's a place where they tagged it, tashmisha, bayis, different things for the house. Maybe they hung out the laundry and different things that were done outside the house in those days. Maybe there was an oven there and things like that, that there wasn't space around the house, so it wasn't practical or safe to have in the house. And it was done outside the house in the chotzer in front. In the back, it was called a rechava. That was more or less just for storage. It was outdoors, so obviously some limitations where you could store there, but it was a small storage area, similar to what we call a karfif. We keep using the word karfif. Karfif, Mr. Burr explained, is something farther away from the house, farther from the city, that's fenced in, which was used to store wood. In the old days, they had wood to store. They used firewood for everything, so they had to store the wood. So the rechava was something similar to that, just was right behind the house. It's probably typically a little bit smaller, and it would be fenced in, similar to a chatzar, and similar to a karfif, but it wasn't used for tashmisha bayis, for deer digger purposes, like a chatzar was. Rather, it was used more for storage, like a karfif was. Therefore, the Mechaber says that if you have a chava behind your house that's more than the basis ayim, it was not a hook of vadira, you can only carry dal amos similar to a karfif. Unless, if you had opened a back door from your house into that area and then made a hekif around it, it was pasach, a door from the house to a chava backyard area. Then it was hukaf, so then we could say that the hukaf was done with dira, since you had first opened the back door from your house to that area, so apparently you plan using it more like a modern day backyard. And then the Mechaber says if that's the case, even there's a gur and there's a silo behind your house before the rechava, you could say the pesach from the back of your house, it's not just to the silo to the gur, but to the whole back area, whole rechava area, and then the hekav that's been afterwards, it's called the hekav adir. The Rambam says that which we're not nizer nowadays, we're not concerned about carrying in the chatzar, it's behind the house, in the backyard, what would seem to be the rechava, it's because mizman hazeh, the stump is that the backyard's hook of the dira, the same way the front yard of the chatzar is. Like we said, in the olden days, this means going back to before the times of the Ramah, so the chatzar in front was typically hukaf ladira, and the rechav in the back typically was not hukaf ladira, unless you specifically made it fenced in for dira purposes. You opened the back door, and you made a fence around it for dira purposes. But the Ramah says right in his days, and certainly we would say hundreds of years later in our days, that nowadays, the rechav in the back is hukaf ladira, the same way the front is, and that's a stama, so if you fenced in the backyard, you can assume it was done for dira purposes. Interesting to note that even in former years, the way the Mechaber depicts it, that the stamma of the Rechava is not hukaf ladira, unless it specifically was, still wasn't as chomer as a regular karfif. It was only like a karfif that was more than the base of Sayim, you cannot carry more than 4 amos in it, and certainly you cannot carry from the house out to the karfif, and I guess from the karfif out to the house. However, if it was exactly a base of Sayim, that by karfif the store, certain deem that apply about bais the karfif, karfif labais, seems to go by that, it was more kal. In that sense, it was like a chotzer, that it didn't have the shem karfif that you can't carry the bais the karfif and karfif the bais, rather be like a chotzer that you could carry the bais the chotzer the bais if it belonged to one person, or if it belonged to multiple people who are dar there, but they had the air of chotzeres together. So it's the karfif that's exactly the base of sign that even if you allow carry within it, but you can't carry from a bais to the karfif, and from the karfif to the bais, the guy with that, the old-fashioned chava was more lenient. B'Alach speaks about this more by Ruchas based on the Prima Gonim. In any case, nowadays, the backyard seems pretty clear. The Mare says, in his days, it's similar to the front yard, and therefore, if it's fenced in, you can assume it's hukaf ladira. Therefore, you can carry as much as you want in there, and you can also carry from the house to it and from it to the house.